gentleman from Boston University are involved in, and I can answer that. First of all, if it's a gassy coal mine, one of the parts of this would be to make sure that we extract, capture and extract that methane so that it doesn't continue to leak even after the mine is closed. That is what happens. Mines can be closed, but the leakage of methane into the atmosphere can go on for decades. That's really important because you can use that methane actually for obviously energy production for any of these other things that need to be done there at the mine. But even more exciting is there are now processes, they're not so new, but they're being perfected, where we can take that methane and through pyrolysis be able to separate it into hydrogen and pure carbon forms, some of which can either be nanotubes or they can be just carbon fibers or other useful carbon products, but avoiding that combustion and that just release of CO2. But it has to be managed. It's not a panacea, but it just means that there will be less of it being consumed and burned, which is a big plus. So go ahead.
If I can add, when we're talking about potential use as well,